morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be lumber one.
Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools, thanks for coming back in today.
You're very welcome.
Well, as the week has gone on, a change announced for your original plan to bring grades 4 and 5 back next Monday. Talk about how you got from where you were to where you are now.
Yeah, things, as you know, have been changing pretty quickly. We were eagerly anticipating our 4th and 5th grade students back on Monday the 16th, but the release of the COVID countywide metrics really caused us to pivot and make a turn on that decision. There is a troubling trend of an increase, and we decided in the best interest of our kiddos and community and staff, we would unfortunately have to delay the return.
And did it change anything in terms of middle school and high school?
It did. The we weren't able to bring back our 6-12 kids, and we're on a path that was going to be a little bit out in the future. We were in what they had called kind of this caution phase, now moving into this transition phase. So we weren't able to add grade levels. What we did, though, is we went ahead and made the decision to postpone the return to in-person instruction until the end of the semester to provide that consistency for kids.
And that puts it late in January, which also puts out there an interesting question on the sports side of things, because some sports for statewide were supposed to begin in January, but now you're not even back in person until nearly the end of January, so that puts a wrinkle there.
It does. Start of the second semester is January 25th, so our kids won't come back until then. It's assuming the metrics improve by then. I don't know of any 6A high schools that are back yet, and I think collectively as a league, I've been in conversation with RAD, who's been in conversation with others. That is a conversation we're having now about what that means as the sports season progresses.
Wow. So a bit of a shift, and I know you've been trying to, as soon as these things come up where you see that ahead, been trying to give parents as much time as possible to kind of adjust their lives.
Yeah, I want to acknowledge the difficult situation parents are in, and it's difficult for us. We want our kids back. We do. But when we say that safety is our number one priority, that's really what we mean. These case rates and test positive rates are troubling, and we really need to see those improve before we can get our kids back.
And talk about what happens in kind of a normal setting for the K-3 kids. I mean, a lot of hoops just in terms of trying to keep kids safe now.
There are, you know, we've been managing a number of cases in our own school district with staff. We do have a positive student case as well. So it is. I think, you know, it appears that the health and safety precautions we're taking are working. We're working with DPHN on a case at Hugh Crest to see if there's evidence of any community spread within that building, and we don't have evidence of that yet. But there are quite a few safety precautions that are in place and appear to be working. As a reminder, the plan moving forward and currently is to give parents an option for remote learning when we do come back. So we do have an option K-3 there, but there are a number of safety precautions in place. Of course, masking and sanitation and a variety of things. Those appear to be working, but are not evident that it's eliminating the spread into our building.
And that also includes, basically, if you're not a student and you're not a staff member, you're not on the campus.
Yeah, it's a unique, essentially almost a lockdown of schools that we see in the county. In order to limit the cohorts and bringing, you know, people into schools, we have a situation now, it's really students and staff that are allowed to be there. We're keeping those cohorts tight. And so we're looking forward to the day that we won't need to do this, but that is the times at this time.
Anything else people ought to know about kind of the current plans for Roseburg Public Schools?
Well, I think the plan, particularly on the 6-12, gives us time to improve what we're currently doing, get better at what we're currently doing, that consistency for families and kids. We went ahead and delayed the 4-5 opening to December 7th. You know, we'd looked at November 30th, but with the Thanksgiving holiday and potential cases there, you know, I thought it was probably smartest in consultation with public health to move that to December 7th. So I think we'll keep people updated on the plan moving forward. And, you know, we'll see. Monday we see new data coming out. I know we've had a couple tough days in the county, so we'll see what that means for K-3s across the county soon.
All right, Superintendent Jared Croydon of Roseburg Public Schools, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.